thanks for joining me this afternoon. We're talking about the work you do at Willow Creek Stables. It's a rescue center for critically endangered Newfoundland ponies. Tell me a little bit about the work you do and how this came about in your life.
All right. Well, we are primarily a rescue for critically endangered Newfoundland ponies, but we do also have a problem with the word no. So from time to time, we do bring in local equine that are not Newfoundland ponies. Our focus is, however, on the critically endangered pony. And the goal is to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome as much as possible. However, we also provide sanctuary for any of our ponies that come in that are seniors, anybody with ongoing health issues, or anybody who has behavioral issues that are not easily corrected and causes them to be more sort of at risk if they were to be rehomed. So those are the ponies that we typically offer sanctuary to, and they stay as permanent residents.
And now, obviously, you can't do this line of work without having a passion for it. Where did your passion come from into getting and opening and operating a rescue center?
Okay, well, I mean, as every other little girl on the planet, we all loved horses. But my first Newfoundland pony, he sort of fell in my lap. My husband also had a Newfoundland pony. So he said to me, I'd like to start a boarding stable at the farm. And so that's essentially what we thought we were going to get into. And then the first rescue, which was Rusty 349, he was a 29-year-old toothless stallion, completely emaciated, but the rarest of all Newfoundland pony bloodlines. He didn't have any direct living offspring. And so we were given an ultimatum, basically take Rusty or he's getting put down the next day. And so that was our first rescue. We thought, well, if we could fatten this guy up and maybe save his bloodlines, you know, that'd be a great thing for the Newfoundland pony. So Rusty was our first one 6 years ago, and we have rescued and rehomed 89 in the last 6 years.
Wow, that's a lot of work, and I imagine quite fulfilling as well. So when it comes to finding these ponies and other equine that need saving and intervention, how does that come about? Do you get a phone call? Are you out on the look for these ponies that need help?
Kind of both, actually. So they'll come in through like animal cruelty investigations. We outbid the meat buyers at the auctions for them. Sometimes they're surrendered. Those are kind of typically the three sort of ways that we get them. Sometimes, though, you'll follow a situation that you know is occurring and, you know, you might try to intervene and step in. So that was something that happened recently this spring with two local equine. Somebody locally alerted to us of a situation with two that were in really, really bad shape. And as full as our rescue currently is, because we have 39 on the property right now, the other part of us is like, well, we'll go see how bad it really is. And then it was worse than we thought. So we approached the owners and they agreed to surrender them to us. So it's not necessarily always black and white, but typically those are the three ways that we would normally acquire animals. We are the only Newfoundland pony rescue that I'm aware of. There is a sanctuary in Newfoundland on Change Island. So a lot of people will alert us to situations as well. So some of it's a referral type of thing as well, so that it works out well.
And I imagine that there is quite a significant cost to bringing these ponies in and maintaining them and, you know, bringing them back to stable health. How financially are you supported? I imagine there's a lot of donations and things like that to sort of get back level. But how does that work on your end of things?
It's a lot of work, actually. So we try to find unique ways to get people involved with the ponies. Yes, we do receive donations from time to time, but the majority of what or how we kind of keep the boat afloat here is actually our own sort of initiatives and programs. So we ran 6 weeks of summer camp. We even offered adult pony camp this year. One of our most popular activities is a great way for us to keep our senior ponies active and get people involved with senior ponies and realize that they are not disposable just because you can't ride them anymore. We do pony treks on weekends. So people will come into the farm. We will teach them how to lead line a pony. And then they take the pony out for a nice little hour-long excursion. We have 90 acres and some beautiful trails, and they take the ponies out. And we share the story of the Newfoundland pony, why they're critically endangered, how we're trying to help them, and some of the ponies rescue stories as well. So pony parties for children. We do farm visits. It's a go, go, go constant activities. Some of our ponies that are offered sanctuary here do have sponsors. Those sponsors pay a small fee, but they are able to come out and visit their pony whenever they like. So it's almost like having their own pony, but without having to kind of worry about the extraordinary costs that come with boarding and vet and feed and farrier and all the other things that come with horse ownership. But it does help offset some of our costs.
Yeah, absolutely. It does sound like quite the juggling act. Before I let you go, is there anything else you feel like we should mention that we didn't really touch on?
I guess where we're different than other equine facilities, it's pretty much, we're all probably doing the same day-to-day chores of feeding and handling horses. But here at Willow Creek, it's a lot different. In many cases, we're dealing with very severe cases of neglect and abuse. So when it comes to something simple like feeding an animal, a lot of times you're dealing with things that are like behavioral issues, like resource protection, for example, a horse that's been severely malnourished. You know, when you bring them into the barn and you feed them, they're often trying to kick out because they want to protect that food. They don't want you to get it, even though you gave it to them. So it is definitely challenging when you're dealing with animals that have been neglected and abused, because there's that element of having to try to win their trust continually. And of course, there's many situations where we win and we are able to rehabilitate an animal. But there's times where you bring home an animal and you're bringing it home just to euthanize it, but where it gets to be at least surrounded by love and compassion when it goes. And those are the heartbreaks. And so we do, unfortunately, with having such a high number of seniors, or typically we are getting the unhandled, the sick, you know, the really at-risk ponies. And in a lot of cases, that's what we end up with. And so as many victories as there are, there's as many losses too. And so it's really challenging at times, but it is rewarding.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time this afternoon and the work that you're doing for Newfoundland ponies and just being a humanitarian, really. Thank you so much.
Thank you.